Teresa Witte's in the studio with our Rural Solutions Technology Show for this week. And are you loving the hot weather, Teresa?
I am. You know, on the walk down here, Paul, in front of the Old National Bank and also in front of the dental clinic, there's these flowering trees, and they smell so good. Oh, so Did the hot weather help that? I think so. Okay. I don't know, but boy, it smelled good, and I just breathed deep, and I was loving it.
Yeah, a lot of things are going to grow with this hot weather now, aren't they?
I hope so.
Yeah.
We can really use it.
That's right. And I know how much you enjoy hot weather, and we're just the opposite, right?
Yes.
I like the 30 below.
Oh, God.
Remember those days?
Oh, yeah, too well.
All right. So a couple weeks ago, we talked about this subject a little bit, and we had someone, a listener, call in and ask a little bit more about this. Their Norton antivirus is expiring on their computer.
Yeah.
And they want to know, should we
renew
is their computer safe without it?
Sure.
That kind of stuff. So I know
that is a good question, Paul.
Yep. And so I know you did some homework on that.
I did. Well, first of all, the thing you need to ask yourself is, do you have Windows 7 or do you have Windows 8 or Windows 10? Very few people have Windows 8, but if you have Windows 7 or Windows 8, the answer would be yes, for sure, you would want to renew your Norton.
Okay.
And then remembering that if you have Windows 7, come January, that's not going to be supported by Microsoft anymore.
That's
no
right.
more updates, so it is going to be vulnerable, even with your antivirus on it. So
how do you know what you have? I'm sure some people really don't know what they're operating under.
Well, when you're turning it on, then you can see sometimes if it's Windows 7 or Windows 10.
Okay.
It'll tell you right there. But if it doesn't, you can go to... Oops, sorry. I got away from the microphone.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's a lot better. Yeah.
If you go to your Windows Explorer, it's those little files.
Yep.
You know, you open that up and then right-click on Computer and go to Properties. And then that will tell you what you are running, Windows 7 or Windows 10, whatever you happen to be.
I sit at a number of different computers at work, at home.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what they are.
Yeah. Another easy way to tell if you have Windows 10 or not, Windows 7 or Windows 10, if you click on the Start button and then some things come up.
Yep.
If they only come up above the bar, that's Windows 7. But if you have something that goes above and then out to the right, if you have all these tiles that show up in the main part of your screen, that's Windows 10.
Okay.
So that's an easy way to
tell. So do I need Norton's?
So if you have Windows 7, Windows 8, you need Norton or you need an antivirus program. If you have Windows 10, we have been recommending that you just use the antivirus program that comes with Windows 10, which is Windows Defender.
And that's already installed?
And that is already installed on your computer. So let's, and we need to clarify a few things. First of all, if you have an antivirus program on your computer, regardless of what operating system you're running, you can only have one at a time for it to be effective. Let's say McAfee came with your computer, but you never renewed it was free for 3 months or whatever, and you never renewed it, and then you put another one on it, you put Norton on or whatever, even though it's not running, it still can interfere with the existing one.
Okay.
So you're going to want to uninstall whatever antivirus programs you're not using.
Uninstall them.
You go to add remove programs and you remove that program.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. So if you're going to run Windows Defender, you want to make sure there aren't any leftover antivirus programs that aren't being used.
Okay. What does a make your computer do if you have two on?
You know, I don't know, but just they fight each other. They kind of conflict and counteract each other.
Okay.
So
make it not work properly, probably.
Right,
okay.
Right. So you just want to make sure you only have one antivirus program on.
Okay.
So let's say you have Windows 10, you've got Windows Defender. Is it the best? So I did some research on that today, Paul. Just a while ago, we had started recommending that you can just use Windows Defender.
Yep.
And this is just to clarify that and clear up a few things. So I did some research, And of the free antivirus programs, Windows Defender is free. It comes pre-installed on your computer. It ranks in the top five.
Oh, that's good.
Bitdefender, Trend Micro, Kaspersky, AVG, Panda. Panda's one I hadn't heard of before. That, you know. So depending on where you look, it does rate in the top five. It's got an overall protection rating of 99.5%, which is obviously really high. That's really good.
Right.
The paid antivirus programs, McAfee, Norton, Webroot, they rank a little higher than that at more like 99.9%. And that may not seem like a big percent, and for most people it's not going to be. But again, depending on where you read, who's sponsoring it, that type of thing, that's going to be the difference. So for the basic user who's, you know, just happy with what they're using, they don't want to spend the extra money, Windows Defender is going to keep you covered. Okay. It's going to protect you.
So even though your Norton expired, you recommend a uninstall Norton.
Yeah, you can uninstall the Norton and then make sure your Windows Defender is activated, and and you can just go under, you know, Windows Defender settings. And
is that another show? How do you do that?
I would just go into the search bar at the bottom there and type in Windows Defender, and then you can go into settings and make sure that it's turned on.
Okay.
And it will usually automatically turn on if there's not another program activated.
Okay.
You know, so if you uninstall Norton, it's probably going to turn on automatically, but I always check anyways.
Yep. Okay. And how do you install uninstall
your
others?
And just so you know, if you have Norton, you cannot uninstall Windows Defender. It will turn itself off.
Okay.
So that's the only antivirus program you can't uninstall is the one that comes with it. But it will turn itself off, and that's not a risk. So let's say you still aren't certain that Windows Defender, you know, at that 99.5% is good enough, you want to buy a program. There are added features or advanced security features that the free antivirus programs, including Windows Defender, don't have, that these paid top-ranking ones do have. And some of those are like parental controls. You know, you can control what sites your kids can go on, how long they can spend on the internet, that kind of thing, what times of day they can be on. Password managers are getting to be more and more popular. Automatic backups. Some of the programs, the antivirus programs that you pay for, have a certain amount of cloud storage or they automatically back up on your computer your important files, and also just a firewall protection that they provide as well is a little better than the free ones. Something to be careful of. Usually the first year that you get an antivirus program, if you go online and get it, it'll be a discounted price for that first year.
Of course.
And then the next year it's, you know, $20, $30, $40 more expensive. And most of them will require that you check auto renewal, or it will automatically put you on automatic renewal. So you give them your credit card number and you pay for that, you know, maybe it's $30, $40, $50, and then in a year it's going to automatically charge you $70, $80, $90. You can go in and you can turn that automatic renewal off, but it automatically puts you on it. So that's something to remember. Yep. And if you do want to renew, rather than just clicking on renew where you'll get that higher price, I go in and I reinstall it.
Okay.
And you get that lower price again. There's no reason. Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's, you know, there's a lot of options.
Yep.
You can research all day and night and you're going to get conflicting information.
It's too overwhelming.
It really can be overwhelming. Yep. So, you know, if you're a business, you might want to look into something more like Semantic Endpoint, which is a, you know, a business model of Norton. There's a number of different ones out there that are equally good. Yep. So,
and you sell them?
I do. I do sell them. I can put anything on there that you want. I can tell you if you have one.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if anyone's listening and they have more questions about this and want to make sure their computer's secure, they can talk to you,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can give us a call at 320-698-4747 or stop in and see us. We're right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank.
All right. An email?
An email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
Yeah, I got to get that one in.
Yes. Yeah, I get right. I get questions on that occasionally, and that's always good.
Good subject, and thanks for the questions. And if you have computer questions, just call the radio station at 598-7301, and we can discuss them in our shows.
Absolutely.
So thanks, Teresa.
Have a good week, Paul.
Yep, and have a nice warm walk back to the studio. There's Teresa Whitty with Rural Solutions.